CNN's Chayan, we already have chaos around Title 42 ending and we'll have more. By Ian Hanchett on May 9, 2023. On Monday's CNN political briefing, CNN political director David Chayan stated that the chaos around the lifting of Title 42 has started, but is just beginning. Chayan said, "So, officials are bracing for a surge of migrants at the border, which would exacerbate an already challenging humanitarian crisis amid unprecedented mass migration in the Western Hemisphere. U.S. Customs and Border Protection has already seen an uptick in migrants leading up to this coming Thursday, and a Homeland Security official said 25,000 migrants are already in custody with facilities over capacity. The Biden administration continues to say they have a plan in place, which includes a return to decades-old protocols. But lawmakers from both parties are criticizing the administration, including Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott. After playing clips from Abbott and Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Iaz, Chayan stated, "Now, Governor Abbott has also complicated this issue for the Biden administration by continuing to send migrants to Democratic-led cities. An internal Adams administration memo in New York says that more than 37,000 migrants are currently in the city's care, and New York is anticipating 800 migrants a day after Title 42 comes to an end. So, to deal with this expected surge, Mayor Adams announced he's going to be sending willing migrants to Rockland County, just north of New York City. But, of course, Rockland County is not at all happy about that, claiming Adams didn't give them any heads up and that they don't have the proper infrastructure for this influx. Rockland County declared a state of emergency. Meanwhile, El Paso, Texas, a border town, has also declared a state of emergency, as hundreds of migrants are already camping out on the streets, and the city is bracing for many more individuals after Title 42 officially expires. So, the chaos is just beginning." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.